At first glance, housing enemy soldiers in low-security camps in the Midwest may not have seemed wise, but for those who decided to escape, they soon found they had nowhere hostile to go. The story of POW escapees is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American Countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. Concordia, Kansas built a military camp that housed German prisoners of war from 1943 to 1945. Paul Romoski says there were just a couple of escapes. One pair made it 15 miles north to Belleville, but their trip was short-lived.
They were pretty hungry in the morning, and they went into one of the restaurants there, and they're sitting there talking German back and forth to each other. Plus, they had these denim uniforms that they had to wear, and they had a P on one shoulder and a W on the other.
The waitress simply called down to the camp, and someone came to pick up the pair. The second escape took place with two guards taking prisoners back from work detail.
They used to go out and work on the farms, maybe 8 or 10 prisoners in the back of a stock truck. They were coming back after working on a farm all day long, and they came down Main Street of Concordia, and they had to stop at a stoplight.
A pair of POWs slipped off the truck. The Americans didn't know they were missing until roll call that night. Soldiers headed 3 miles back into town to find them.
They get about halfway back to town, and here these two guys are walking along the road, heading back to the camp. And so they picked them up, and they said, "Where you been?" And they said, "Well, we just went into the bar and had a few beers, and we're on our way home now."
In 2 years' time, Camp Concordia housed 4,000 POWs at its peak. A new museum just opened to tell the story of the camp and includes some of the original buildings and artifacts from the World War II facility. Traveling the countryside in Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.